Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, this is Ace Frehley, and you're watching Talking Metal. Rock and roll.
Rock over London.
Zurich.
Auckland.
Dublin.
Dallas.
Milwaukee.
Los Angeles.
Sydney.
Indianapolis.
Tokyo.
Seattle.
Paris.
Budapest.
Berlin.
New York. Ladies and gentlemen, two men who are committed to rocking you wherever you might be, John Astronomy and Mark Striegel. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast, broadcasting around the world from TalkingMetal.com and Striegel'sMusicNews.com.
Hey, it's John Astronomy hanging out with Mark Midtown, of course, our stomping grounds. Welcome to the Countdown to Anomaly, Part 3.
Cool. We had a very special night. What was that? Was that Tuesday night? Yes, with Derek from Ace's band, Frank, who produced the co-produced the Ace Anomaly record, which is coming out on September 15th. And we were fortunate enough to hear the album from start to finish. Ace personally asked John to host a listening party just for a handful, really, probably, 40, 50 people there, a handful of people to listen to the new album in its entirety. And let me tell you, it sounds amazing. And I was really honored to be there with you, working the event and talking with all the Kiss fans and Ace fans.
Yeah, it was a fun time. We had some special guests like Frank Ferrer of Pisser and Guns N' Roses, Rob Bailey of Pisser, and a bunch of other bands like Delta Goodrem. She's an Australian star. We had Brian Delaney, who was a drummer of the New York Dolls, Jose Hernandez Jr. from HBO's Oz. It was just a blast. And most importantly, the songs were amazing. My favorite is Genghis Khan, which has a very Zeppelin vibe to it.
Yeah, definitely. And also a lot of Talking Metal fans showing up to this, which was very cool. And I don't sign autographs very much, but there was like a few people who were asking me to sign their emails to the event. It was, you know, we didn't really publicize this much. I guess Ace put it on his site. We put it on our site. We had an amazing response. And to everybody who emailed in and didn't get into the event, we're sorry, but we were specifically told to limit the number of people attending it. And there will be other events. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be in New York, but there are other listening events.
Well, there actually is one in New York on September 11th, and it's going to be at Don Hills, which is a great club that we've played at many times. And there is going to be an Anomaly listening party and performance by the band Alive, which is a Kiss tribute band from New England. And there's going to be giveaways and signed CDs and posters and all that kind of stuff. So go to acefrehley.com for more information on that. There is a listening party tonight, which, you know, by the time you hear this, it'll be over. Viper Room. There is also one in Providence, Rhode Island on September 12th. And again, the Kiss tribute band Alive is going to perform. So lots of stuff going on. Want to thank Frank Munoz, the associate producer of the album, and Derek and everybody who came down. We just had a great time, and thanks most importantly to the one and only Ace.
Yes, now you saw Ace actually on Wednesday night too. Well, we didn't actually see Ace on Tuesday. He was not at the listening party. He was just getting back from the Ride for Dime thing that happened down in Texas, but you did hang out with Ace again. This is like John's 10th time hanging out with Ace in the past like 2 months. again at Gibson, and I guess this was less of a happy time to hang out with Ace. You guys were gathered with a bunch of other people to pay respects to the one and only Les Paul.
Yeah, definitely. I have some photos that I'm going to see if I can post of a tribute. Right when you walk into the Gibson Guitar Showroom in New York, there's this gigantic image of Les Paul, and everybody wrote a little message to Les or about Les on it. And Ace wrote on it, I wrote on it, Anton, everybody. And, you know, everybody was sad, and you could definitely see that there were people that were practically, you know, just about ready to cry. But at the same time, everybody was trying to celebrate how great Les was, and Les's band was there, the Les Paul Trio, and did some jamming, and a lot of cool things just were breaking out. For example, there's a room that you may see in some of the photos on Talking Metal. It's called the Guitar Room, and Joe Satriani just picked up a guitar, plugged in, and Steve Conti from the New York Dolls picked up an acoustic, and they just start jamming, and little jams like this were breaking out in just random rooms. And yeah, Anton was there, Marky Ramon. As I said, Joe Satriani and Chad Smith from Chickenfoot. You know, a lot of non-metal people like Jeff Skunk Baxter and Steve Lukather. And just a lot of cool people were hanging out and really paying their respects to Les Paul. And, you know, it was just a really great time. And once again, though, hanging out with Ace, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing 2 months to just see Ace, like, just about, you know, at least once a week. It's crazy.
Cool. And I know you actually broke the Les Paul news on TalkingMetal.com. You had worked with Les in the past, and you have some cool pictures in the news section. If you guys go there and scroll down a week or two ago, you will see pictures of John hanging out and working with Les Paul, the inventor of the ultimate hard rock guitar, the Les Paul. And of course, Les himself was not really a hard rocker. He played more jazz style music and had many hits back in the, I think, late 40s and into the 50s. Mary Ford was his wife. They had hits together.
Les's son, Russ, was there, and Russ is a great guy. He's been running sound for Les every Monday night at the Iridium. But I went up and I hugged Russ and said, you know, I'm really sorry. And although he was trying to celebrate, I could tell he was really, really sad.
Well, it's tough. I know Les was in his 90s, but it's still, no matter how old you are, when you go, it's always tough for the people you leave behind.
Yeah, no doubt. And the other thing is, like, although Les Paul was 94 years old, he was, like, 100% on at all times, to the point where he was a little funny at times. I mean, you know, the funniest thing is to see Les during a sound check kind of giving everybody orders and, you know, occasionally, you know, raising his voice. He was a really funny guy and a cool dude. And one thing that I'm going to post at some point on our YouTube page, and, of course, there'll be a link on Talking Metal, is I actually showed Les the 2008 Les Paul, which has been upgraded for the first time, and I took some video of him just jamming. It's an exclusive video, and it's really neat just to see Les with the new guitar kind of jamming out.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing that. And we're going to get back into our countdown to Anomaly in just a second. I did want to mention a few things. Get Ship Rocked. .com is a cruise that's going to be taking off from Florida. I think it leaves November 15th. And this is going to be a rockin' time, guys. If you are into the hard rock and the metal, you need to get on this cruise. GetShipRocked.com. Again, Queensryche, Rat, our good friends in End Ever After, a band a lot of people don't know about who is great. Stone Rider, another band that's been on Talking Metal. Tesla will all be jamming out some of the more classic hard rockers with some of the newer hard rockers on this awesome cruise. GetShipRocked.com. If you are into the rock and you're into the ships, this is the place for you. T-shirts are finally here. The new Talking Metal t-shirts are amazing. People are always asking me, what can I do to support Talking Metal? Hey, buy a t-shirt. That's the best thing you can do. Go out, wear the t-shirt around, and let people know that you support Talking Metal, you listen to Talking Metal, you watch Talking Metal. And again, they're very cool shirts. They have the, I guess I would say, the silver spacecraft right on the shirt, with the big Talking Metal logo bursting out of the top of it. And, you know, that's the famous Talking Metal mouth, we call it, bursting out of the top of the spaceship. really cool looking shirt. And you can buy that by going to talkingmetal.com, click on the store link tab there, and it'll take you right to the new t-shirt. And I'm going to be wearing mine this weekend. I just got it in the mail.
Very, very cool. And if you look closely, I am in that spacecraft.
Yes. Very cool. The forums are rocking as usual. TalkingMetalForums.com. The password is secret. It's the name of our band, our 30-minute band with Mike Portnoy, Frankie Bello, and Bobby Blitz of Overkill. If you know the name of that band, we played one song. I think we played it three times. Overkill is the song that we played, the Motorhead classic. But anyways, if you know the name of that band, you are permitted in our forums run by Exciter, Z-Man, Shotaholic, doing a great job with that. So thanks, guys, and please join us in the forums. We'd love to talk with you more. And it's an exclusive group of posters in there. The news section, John and I are updating just about every day. TalkingMetal.com, go to the news section. You won't find the same news you read on Blabbermouth. It's kind of our own spin on the news. Cool little article in there the other day about Neil Young and about how he actually likes bands like the Scorpions and Iron Maiden, and he listens to Zakk Wylde.
Yeah, I really enjoyed reading the last couple of posts that you did. Mark reviewed the Anomaly Party, and then it was cool to see what basically the original loud rockers were saying about the current loud rockers. Some were into it, and some weren't so into it.
That's true. Yeah, definitely. So check that out on TalkingMetal.com. A couple bits of news. Everybody is wondering what's going on with Ozzy and his band. I guess we'll know soon. It does appear that this guy, Gus G., from Firewind, is going to be replacing Zakk for at least the BlizzCon show, if not more, which is too bad. I'm actually kind of bummed about that. I'm guessing Mike Borden will also not be in Ozzy's band because he's, of course, back with Faith No More. But we will see, and it's kind of going to be weird. I mean, I know we've seen Ozzy without Zakk. You know, he had Joe Holmes in for a long time, you know, before. But I don't know. I always liked seeing Zakk on stage with Ozzy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kind of a weird time right now. And, you know, we love Ozzy and we love Zakk, as you know. But I'm going to have a hard time not seeing Zakk if, in fact, he's not going to be jamming with Ozzy anymore. I don't know. It's going to be very weird. Big Nick Catanese gave me a call the other day. It's Nick Catanese's father. And so maybe I'll get an update just on all things Black Label when I give him a call over the weekend.
Yeah, do that. I'd love to hear what's going on.
I don't know if you know this, but Randall Amps apparently put something up on their site saying and confirming that Gus G will be playing the BlizzCon show.
Yeah, well, by the time you hear this, we'll probably already know what's going on with that. But if you're listening to this podcast on Monday or Tuesday, I guess that would be the 24th or the 25th, please join us Tuesday night, August 25th, for Talking Metal Live on TalkingMetalLive.com. John and I will go live for 3 or 4 hours and talk some metal with you guys. A lot of good guests will be calling in. Veins of Jenna. We're going to have the extreme metal sensation, Suicide Silence. These guys are a top 40 band, if you can believe that. One of the most extreme bands ever to be in the top 40, and they will be joining us on Talking Metal Live.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We have a bunch of people scheduled to call in or show up, so it's going to be a fun night, and we're really looking forward to it. So, hey, Marcus, why don't we get into this third part of my interview with Ace?
Can't wait to hear this. Is he going to talk about Dime during this?
Yeah, definitely. There's a part where Ace talks just about how great Dimebag was and just some kind of like, you know, shooting the bull with Ace on some other random topics. And it's going to be cool, guys. And then, you know, don't forget, we've got this on video as well. So you're going to soon see a cool Talking Metal video episode. And, of course, we have the footage that will be on the MTV2 Headbangers Ball. So that's all coming up soon. And how about this? We play a little Anton Figg. This is your suggestion, and I think it's a great one. A while back, Anton did an album with Ace, and there's a song that's called Nowhere You Go, and Sebastian Bach is on it, Anton, we've Richie Scarlett, and of course Ace. It's just a very cool track.
Yeah, perfect. And again, this is off of Anton's solo record, Anton Figg, a lot of you guys know, of course, did play on Unmasked and Dynasty. Even though Peter's Pictures was on those records, that's Anton on the drums, and Gene and Paul have admitted that. I actually had a conversation with Anton about that once, and he was sworn to secrecy, but they started talking about it, so he said he started talking about it. And he's proud of those albums, as well as all the stuff he's done with Ace, including the first solo record. Anton's drumming goes perfectly with Ace's playing. So let's check a little Ace and Anton out right now with Sebastian Bach.
Fanatic forever. I researched UFO landing sites, and I want to hear about UFO activity in your area?
I'm in the Hudson Valley, and if you're a UFO buff, then you would absolutely know of all the activity that's going on around where I live. So I see UFOs all the time, you know. And I mean, I kind of think one landed in my backyard one night because I woke up in my house with the front door open halfway in the house and halfway out of the house. And I had a dream that they landed in the backyard. And I wasn't sure. And then when I went into the backyard and looked at the grass, it seemed like there was a circular thing there. So, you know, who knows?
Perfect, Ace. I believe in that stuff. I've went to several different landing sites. I've gotten as close to Area 51 as you can actually get without, you know, being arrested.
Are they going to give tours of that joint? I mean, I want to go, man. I want to see the real deal.
No doubt about it. I'll just get this for Talking Metal. I had an idea. You tell me if you like it or not. You designed the type of amps that Kiss used back in a Love Gun tour.
With what?
The amp cabinets.
I designed them?
Yeah, I thought you put the mirrors on them. Was that your design on the Marshalls?
I don't remember.
I was thinking, instead of a silver mirror, like your normal mirror, in that 3D graphics that you did with me the other day, there was this blue anodized mirror.
Yeah.
And I thought blue mirrors with circles cut out for the speakers would look amazing on both your amps.
I might have to steal that.
Cool.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. I think it would look amazing on both sides of the stages because I know that Anthony takes off the grill cloths of those amp pegs. And so I was thinking they probably got it down in Canal Street. You go down there, you know, measure it up, and then put blue mirrors on the fronts of all the amps.
It's just plexiglass, you know. It's not heavy. It's on, yeah. You heard it here tonight first. You got the scoop.
Good deal.
But I'm probably going to do that live, you know, why not?
Perfect, Ace. So, Ace, one of your friends, one of my favorite guitar players was Dimebag Darrell, the late, great Dimebag Darrell, and he's had a tattoo of you on him, and he's been a big fan. What are your feelings about Dimebag?
Well, obviously, we all miss him. I mean, he was a great person and a great musician. I'll never forget the first time I met him. I was doing a photo session for Guitar Player, Guitar World, one of those.
Right. I remember the magazine. I don't remember which one it was.
I remember there was a problem, you know, because I was doing the Fairly's Comet thing at the time, and whether or not I could wear the makeup, whether or not there'd be a contractual thing. So then somebody came up with the idea, well, why don't you have Snake, Sabo, and Dimebag Darrell wear your makeup, and you don't wear makeup? And that's how that came about, and, you know, I met Dimebag that day, and, you know, we became instant friends, you know, and he invited me to his home, and I spent a weekend at his joint in Dallas. And just a great guy, you know. Him and Rita had such a great life together, and, you know, it's such a tragedy what happened. And we're all going to miss him a great deal, but he was a good friend and a great musician. And what else can you say about Dimebag? Just a wonderful guy, you know. Never had a bad word to say about anybody. Just a sweetheart of a guy.
I wonder.